On the phone with us from the ABC Forecast Center, meteorologist Adam Carroll. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning. Yeah, a little gloomy start to the day. We had a little bit of light snow here overnight. I noticed on the main street I saw a little bit on some cars, a little bit of road slush. But, you know, as we talked about yesterday, this wasn't a heavy hitter for the north. It's more or less a mountain snow event for the region with some light valley rainfall. We've had a little bit of all that here this morning. Hardest hit, though, is definitely in the central and southern parts of the state. And we'll see snow showers more or less wind down over the next few hours and near midday as this system completely just clears out and exits stage right out of the state by the latter half of the afternoon for eastern Utah. So we'll actually end up having high pressure roll back in after a daytime high of the mid-40s in Park City today. And as high pressure rolls back in tomorrow, mostly sunny skies return. 53 is going to be the daytime high tomorrow. It will likely be even warmer in the mid-50s on Saturday because we've got a cold front coming in during the afternoon hours that's going to absolutely crank the winds from the south, and that will actually help boost temperatures up, and we'll see increasing clouds, and there may be a few light snow showers that roll through late Saturday into early Sunday morning after the passage of the cold front for the mountains, but don't expect much in the actual Park City area. We'll stay fairly mild in the near 50-degree mark on Sunday, even after the front comes through, and then warmer again Monday ahead of another front, which brings more wind to the area. But that one is a little bit more potent for the fact that behind it brings snow back to Park City and the resorts through Wednesday at least, but we might be looking at a third storm coming in on Thursday, but temperatures will stay mainly in the mid-30s by that point and near average as well because we'll have so many days ahead of it with above-average temperatures. So enjoy these spring-like conditions because winter will return at the start of next week.
Okay, Adam, thank you.
You bet.
And with a look in the backcountry on the phone with us from the Utah Avalanche Forecast Center, it's Trent. Good morning, Trent.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, you know, for avalanches yesterday, we had, you know, all that strong sunshine and warm temperatures. And we did see that the snow surface became wet, and it produced what we call small, loose, wet avalanches. So these mainly start out as a little roller ball or something. And as they head down the mountain, they can entrain more and more snow. We really only saw just small activity yesterday with that. And otherwise, no major avalanche activity was reported from the backcountry, so that's pretty good news. Now, this morning with the clouds and a little bit of wind up there across the upper elevation ridgelines, temperatures are still warm, but they're not, you know, I don't think wet snow is going to be an issue anymore. So really, it's pretty tame out there. And what we like to call our like biggest concern right now is normal caution. So, you know, this isn't a specific avalanche problem, but it is used by UAC forecasters most often when the avalanche conditions are generally safe and there is no predominant avalanche problem. So any avalanche type is possible to happen out in the mountains, but the most common would be wind slabs, or loose wet, as I just described, and loose dry avalanches. And they would be expected to be small out there today. So, but one thing, do not approach like a normal caution avalanche problem as an anything goes situation. We still need to continue, you know, to keep our guard up and look for any signs of unstable snow. And as if you travel in the backcountry today, you need to be able to evaluate the snow and the weather conditions as you travel and continue to re-update your own forecast, you know, based on what you're seeing out there. If you're seeing, you know, loose snow sliding down the mountain, it's like, maybe it is actually not just mellow out here. And you need to, you know, head for low angle terrain in that instance. So today the avalanche danger is low on all aspects and elevations, and we're expecting generally safe avalanche conditions. Keep an eye out for unstable snow, like I was describing on some terrain features. Small avalanches in some areas or perhaps in extreme terrain, but, you know, avalanches can still happen, but the odds are pretty low. So, you know, travel one at a time, have a partner, and if something were to go wrong, you know, make sure you can be there quickly to pull off and perform a rescue.
Yeah, it looks good to see it all green again. Hasn't been that way in a while.
It's been a very long time. You're right. And I think it'll be short-lived, as you just heard the weather forecast kind of moving into next week. But the good news is, you know, we've been talking about that wheat crap down at the ground all season. Mm. It's still there, unfortunately. The thing right now is it's just what we like to call dormant. So it's not really producing avalanches. And we'll just see how the spring storm snow possibly affects that layer. So for now, yeah, enjoy a little bit more of a stable snow there in the backcountry.
All right, Trent, thank you. KPCW News Time now, 8:12.
The Daily Utah Avalanche Center Report is made possible in part by RL Peak Painting, changing colors in Park City for over 30 years. RLPeakPainting.com.
8:12 now. On this Thursday morning, and it is day four and the final day of the KPCW Winter Pledge Drive. Of course, Leslie Thatcher, along with Renee Bodley-Miller, General Manager of KPCW, and we are working on a challenge, a big one here this hour. We're looking for 50 calls, $15,000, and we've got the Park City Fire Department and the Colony joining us to do that. But first, let's get a recap from yesterday.
Yesterday was a great day, Leslie. I feel like I say that every morning. It feels like Groundhog Day. You're hearing Renee say, what a great day yesterday was. It's true. It's so fulfilling for this hardworking staff to see all of these calls and donations come in. We've got a pretty tough putt today. We're trying to raise $200,000 by 6 p.m. We're at $140,000 right now. That's about 10 grand behind where we were hoping to be. We were hoping to average about 50 grand a day. So right now we're at $140,000. Can we raise $60,000 in 10 hours? I think we can, Leslie. I was doing the math this morning. You know, when you get to the last day of Pledge Drive, you start crunching numbers all sorts of different ways. And before I get into the math, let's give the phone number. So as people hear this and they want to call, please call 435-649-9004. Make a donation. All of our volunteers are standing by ready to take your call. 435-649-9004. But here's more of that math, Leslie. If 500 people who hear us in Summit and Wasatch County donate $120, that's $10 a month. Consider that your subscription to public radio and local news. If you listen to KPCW, if you turn us on in the car, if you get those traffic updates, if you like hearing those news reports that Leslie delivers every morning, please consider $10 a month. Skip two cups of coffee at Starbucks. Sorry, Starbucks, don't mean to pick on you. But $10 a month, $120 is an annual subscription, and I think that would help us if 500 people did that today, we'd make our goal.
435-649-9004. I want to thank a couple of people who have pledged overnight. Jaylee Watanabe, thank you, in support. Her pledge was in support of the Glenwood Cemetery Pledge Hour, so thank
nice.
You. And a big thank you to Sid Reed. She also wanted her pledge to go towards the Glenwood Cemetery Hour. She says the cemetery is a jewel, and she wanted to thank KPCW for helping so many nonprofits. And we need to thank Sid for, she's probably donated at least once at every pledge drive we have ever had. Sid, she actually used to do a report at the noontime. It was called TT Tilly. It was Two-Ton Tilly, and she would have the lunchbox specialties. I mean, it was just a fabulous report. And unfortunately, back in the day, I mean, it was tape that we had to reuse over and over. So we never really saved any of that stuff.
Oh.
Now it's all digital. You know, you can save everything from, you know, the last 5 years. But thank you, Sid. Be like Sid. Make a contribution to KPCW. If you're one of those that supports the station, listens to the station, uses the station for whatever, the local news and information, whether it's for the entertainment, the music, whether it's for the NPR programming, you know, pick a price, and 10 bucks a month isn't too much.
Pretty
you know?
Good bargain
what,
these
right?
days. Yeah,
not a big deal at
I
all.
I think Sid would want us to mention a cause near and dear to her heart that's coming in at 3 o'clock this afternoon, and that's the Park City Senior Center. There's a new nonprofit in town, a group of people who want to support the Park City Senior Center. Sid's a big voice in that cause. So that's coming up at 3 p.m. Here's a final one that came in late last night. Big shout out to big supporters Larry and Gail Rose, and they wanted to make a donation that goes towards the Board of Trustees Hour, which was our 5 o'clock hour yesterday, for Bob Richer. Bob Richer, our outgoing chair of the Board of Trustees for KPCW. Bob, thanks for all you've done. Now time to devote to Senior Rippering. Larry's the guy behind Senior Ripper. It's a great blog. They supported the Friends of Ski Mountain Mining History Hour. Check out seniorripper.com, I think is what it is. And it's a group of folks who, I think you have to be over 60 to be considered a senior ripper, but they did tell some of us 50-somethings that we could be junior rippers in training. So thank you for that, Larry and Gail Rose.
435-649-9004. We're going to bring in our pledge guests for the hour. Later this hour, we'll also be checking in with Summit County Council Member Glenn Wright. We've got some specials, and I'm going to run through those here because we have just a handful of these. Again, one of these for a $600 pledge. Foursome of Golf, this is 18 holes for four people, including the greens, the cart, and the range fees at Park Meadows Country Club. Again, this is the final one, I believe. We also have for a $300 pledge, just one of these. Again, a one-night stay in an executive suite at the Hotel Park City. Along with that, we're throwing in a $100 Ruth's Chris Steakhouse gift card. Again, that's yours for a $300 pledge, 435-649-9004. We also have for a $300 pledge a $300 gift certificate to Barclay Butera. Thank you, Barclay, for that. We also have a $500 gift certificate for $500 from the San Francisco Design. We have two of those. Again, this is good for either their Park City or Salt Lake City locations. But it's important that we hear from you again at 435-649-9004. Well, let's welcome Park City Fire Chief Paul Hewitt here real quick before we get to our interview with Glenn Wright. Good morning. Good to see you.
Good to see you. It's been a long time.
Yeah. So no fire engines out front.
At your request.
I know. We still like you to bring it by. Maybe they'll drive by during the hour. But again, that's something that you guys have been so good about. We're keeping the morning and afternoon volunteers the same just to try and keep this as safe as possible. But usually we have your guys in here answering phones. So we miss them. Hope to see them next year.
We definitely miss the firefighters.
You call us, we'll be here.
Yeah. And also would like to welcome, we've got Bronson Calder and we've got Walt Brett from the Colony. Thanks, guys, for being with us this hour.
Good morning, Leslie.
Yeah, and thanks for sponsoring the hour. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks for the opportunity. You know, it makes us look really great when we're with Paul and that team. So yeah. We're very fortunate.
Well, it's a huge goal, and you guys do really, the folks at the Colony do a huge job for us, raising a bunch of money. The goal, again, is 50 calls this hour, looking for $15,000, and I know you've really kind of reached out to your homeowners. Let's talk briefly just about in terms of the total number of lots and how many actually are those built on, or do you have any left for sale?
We have a total of 274 entitlement/lots, and we've completed the development as far as all the infrastructure is completed, so all of our lots are done. And we've had a very strong year in that, and we have very few left. So been an amazing year from a real estate sales, and of course the whole community's experienced that. I would say there's a little over 200 homes either completed or under construction right now, so we're a good two-thirds of the way built out, Leslie.
Yeah, so you get to retire soon, huh?
Well, I don't know about that.
435-649-9004. We're going to, again, spend the entire hour with the Colony and the Park City Fire District, so we'd love to hear from you now. Call and we'd love to say your name on a thank you pledge.
And if you have a hard time getting through, I think all the phone lines are busy right now. You can always donate online, kpcw.org.
Okay, we'll be back. We're going to take a quick break and get Glenn Wright here on the phone from the Summit County Council. Stay tuned. Good morning. On the phone with me now with a recap from yesterday's Summit County Council member, Councilmember Glenn Wright. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, Leslie.
You and Councilmember Melina Stevens are the council liaisons to the state legislature. Can you give us your assessment of the legislature this year? I mean, certainly we've got 2 days left. Anything could happen.
Yeah, it's been an interesting year. As usual, the legislative session starts out with a lot of scary bills. And fortunately, over the now 5 seasons I've been involved with watching the legislature, a lot of them go away or get taken care of over the course of the 45 days. We've had some we didn't have any real plans for legislation benefiting Summit County this year. But we've had some success in the last week that is really remarkable. Looks like we've been included in some UDOT funding to do environmental studies for the 80-224 interchange and BRT project. And also we had an amendment to Senate Bill 217, which may allow us to use some different financing techniques with the relation to affordable housing and transit out at Kimball Junction. Now, on the other hand, there's a really scary bill out there called HB 98 right now, which is in the Senate that we would really like to have killed because it really allows developers to do almost anything they want with building single family houses. If building inspectors can't get out to a site in 3 days, they can hire their own inspector. They don't have to follow architectural styles. And while that may seem trivial, it's not really, because it would be keeping us from designating what types of cladding materials we can put on a house. As an example, that would be something that would be disastrous. Let's say a builder wanted to put vinyl siding on a house in a WUI. That is asking for that house to go up in flames in the next wildfire. So all in all, it's a pretty scary bill, and we're hoping that it will die a death in the Senate in the next 2 days, but we will have to see. Another bill that's favorable for us is HB 115, and that kind of codifies some inter-county annexation issues, and we think the current version is favorable to us. But again, we have to keep watching this like hawks, because what happened last year was there was a floor amendment that was proposed in the last minute that the person who gave the amendment said, oh, this is a consensus bill. Well, it wasn't, and you saw what happened with Hideout. So we're watching that very closely, and we certainly want our legislative delegation from Summit County to fight any floor amendments during the next 2 days.
Okay. We heard earlier from Park City Manager Matt Dias that cities and towns were, quote, under attack by the legislature this year. Do you share that sentiment?
That's pretty much in every every year occurrence. Yes, I do share Matt's concern there. The legislature likes to micromanage cities and counties, and I'm a board member of UAC, the Utah Association of Counties, probably one of the more liberal and few Democrats on that board. But one thing we all have in common is that the legislature is always out to get us. They love to micromanage everything we do. And I definitely agree with Matt on that one.
Yesterday, the most passionate discussion was about should a self-storage business be allowed on the entry to Camas. The council didn't make a decision. Mountainside Storage asking for a zone change and plan approval along Highway 248, about a half mile west of Democrat Alley. The basic proposal would have one building with 575 units. A second building could have up to 370 units. Some of it could be contractors' offices. Is this on what side of the highway is it, the north or the south side?
It's on the south side. As you're driving into Camas, it'd be on your right.
Okay, so
as you're going down the last stretch of hill, going into Camas Valley.
Yeah. So basically, Camas's entry corridor here. Yeah.
Yes.
So any way to hide the sea of rooftops then that we would see coming down into the valley?
Well, their architectural rendition showed that they were trying to hide it with some fencing and some trees. You can't totally hide it. And as you said, we have not made a decision yet. I think the council is divided on it. We decided to make a site visit. I think there are some council members that are, you know, maybe okay with it if they like the architectural rendition, what they see when we go on a site visit. And some are just oppose it because of the precedent it says in rezoning commercial activity on that entry corridor. So we'll have to see what happens. I cannot predict where we're going to go on that one right now.
All right. Also wanted to ask you with regard to the Dakota Pacific development. You were in a subgroup on sustainability. What's your impression of the project then so far?
Overall impression, I think it is potentially a good project. I don't think we're necessarily quite there yet. We're going to have some more discussions next week. The sustainability issue in particular, I like a lot. They have really jumped on forcefully all of our recommendations on sustainability. You know, we have to, of course, build that into the actual development agreement, but I like their proposals there. I believe the areas we really have to zero in on now is the amount of affordable housing, the amount of units in total, and the phasing issues with transportation. And we got a new proposal really last week, which is taking them back to their original proposal to the Planning Commission, where we do some land swaps there with the Richens building, the transit center. A new transit center gets built. And I mean, there's a lot of details that have to be worked out in that particular transaction.
And I'm curious about that. What made the developers change the plan and revert back to the original plan that the Planning Commission saw?
Well, I think the reason was the Planning Commission didn't have the authority to authorize a land swap. So basically what their original proposal had the land swap, but when it went to the Planning Commission, with the Planning Commission unable to make that decision, they just put out a proposal that affected the land that they actually owned.
So
I think most people that looked at the original proposal thought it was superior. And if you go back to transcripts of our first meeting with them when they came to the council, that was one of my statements. Not only me, but several of the council members said, hey, we liked your original proposal better. So I think that's what they brought back to the council now, since we have the authority to authorize land swaps.
Yeah, so why didn't you do it like you've done with other projects? And I'm thinking of Woodward in particular. It came to the county council first to do the height exception, and then it went back to the Planning Commission. But they secured what they needed first. Why wasn't this done that way?
Yeah, I can't answer that question. I do not know. I was not involved in the initial discussions there, and it probably would have been a better technique, but yeah, we are where we are right now.
Okay, finally, any updates on the Hideout annexation? I'd heard that a brand new public works building was constructed by the developer and donated to Hideout.
I have not heard anything like that at all. We've had some closed session discussions on Hideout, which of course I can't relate to you, because we're in some pretty heavy litigation with them. What I can say is I think there will, we'll have some direction to the resolution in June when the referendum in Hideout goes to the ballot. And if the residents of Hideout reject the annexation, that will resolve a lot of the issues. If they don't, this could last for years.
All right. Glenn Wright, Summit County Council member, thanks so much for your time.
You're welcome.
You're listening to the Local News Hour here on KPCW. It is day four and the final day of the KPCW Winter Pledge Drive. I'm Leslie Thatcher, along with General Manager Renee Miller. We've got also a great hour here working with the Colony, who is sponsoring the Park City Fire Department. We've got Paul Hewitt, Walt Brett, Bronson Calder in the studio with us, and would love to give you the phone number and make your pledge of support at 435-649-9004.
And we have lots of great thank you items, Leslie. Paul Hewitt, you're in the studio with us. Why don't you tell us about these great items from the fire district?
Hey, first of all, a shout out to Glenn Wright and the county council. I heard him on the radio I got to say, they do a lot for the county with not a lot of thanks, and they're a big part of our equation of being a successful fire district. As far as what the district is going to provide, I don't think you could rent an $800,000 apparatus with a 3 to 4 firefighter team on it for what it's costing. And what does it cost, Leslie?
Which one? The 350 or the 250?
Okay.
Depends
on what you get. $250 a fire truck ride to work or school. That can be a kid's gift or an adult's gift. And we've had several adults over the years buy those, and they just have a riot. We'll pull a fire hose. You can squirt water. And
we had a friend buy one for her father's 80th birthday, and you drove him from the house to the Park Meadows Country Club.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
And go
it was
golfing.
Like the highlight of his life. Yeah.
And they can use it as a photo op too.
Yeah.
They get their
Christmas
pictures
card.
Taken. They can squirt water, get dressed up in the firefighter garb and everything. So, and then we've got the birthday with a fireman. We'll show up to their place with a crew, and they can climb all over the fire engine. So, they've rave reviews on those things.
Mom Again, or dad can dress up like a firefighter when they show up for that birthday party, and it's a $350 pledge. That is a great birthday gift. Makes for a great birthday party, and I've heard from several friends in the Park City area that that's a screaming deal to let that go for a $350 pledge. But in other silent auctions, that's something that would cost anywhere between $500 or $1,000. So here in public radio, we're asking for $350 to get that birthday with the fireman and truck. Somebody already bought one, Leslie, so we have only one left. Paul generously donated another one. We're trying to raise $15,000 in this hour. We're trying to raise $60,000 today. The number to call, 435-649-9004. We got some thank yous to read.
We've got a lot of thank yous so far, so thanks so much. Let's start with you, Bronson.
Great. Thank you. So first, I'd like to thank Brad Jensen for calling in. Brad is a great agent and a wonderful supporter of the Colony. He's been here for us for a long time and is the utmost professional anyway. Brad said, the Colony sets the highest standard for ski resort communities. It's a very special place. Thank you to the Park City Fire Department and all the first responders for all that you do. And of course, thank you KPCW, my favorite radio station. Brad, thank you. Big thank you to Mike and Jeannie Ellis. These are two of my great friends who I've known for many years, wonderful residents of our community. Jeannie and Mike, thank you for the donation. Big thank you to Michelle McReynolds and Paul Carpenter. Always appreciate your support. And a big shout out to Intermountain Mortgage Company, the whole team over there, just an outstanding group of lenders here in Park City. And they've been wonderful in our business and helping us in many ways over the years. So a big donation from Intermountain Mortgage Company. You guys are awesome. Thank you.
Thanks.
And this one's kind of fun. Dar, thank you for calling in. My ski coach from a lifetime ago. And anyway, Dar, thank you. He just dropped a little note. Hello to all the people up at the Colony. I love Leslie Thatcher in the morning, so pretty sure you love her more
Thanks,
than just
Dar.
In the morning, Dar. And Tom and Jane Brown, thank you. These guys signed up, new Broadcaster Club Sterling members. Tom
Yay.
And Jane, thank you.
Thank you.
Let's make some noise for new Broadcaster Club members.
And then just a quick final thank you here, and then I'll pass it along. David and Sharon Wax, they're new owners up in the Colony. They are the most wonderful family, and we are so thrilled and excited to have them up in the Colony. And also new Broadcaster Club members, Silver. So
thanks so
David
much.
And Sharon, thank you.
Walt, you have some thank yous there as well?
I do, but Dar, I got to thank you. You should see the smile on your lovely wife's face. It is awesome. Boy, I don't know where to start. This is just unbelievable, the outreach. One of my best friends, and everybody that I'm speaking to on the radio knows this guy, Jim Gaddis. Thank you, Jim and Barbara. We love you, too. Constantino Grandjacket, unbelievable architect here in town, and makes us all at the Colony look really smart when you see one of his homes. It's just amazing. So thank you, Constantino. A couple of our owners, Polly and Buzz Strasser, they're just always there.
Yay.
You ask them, they're there, and thank you so much. Paul and Beverly Peralt, another owners here in the Colony, and same thing. You just mention what we're doing, and they always step up, so thank you. And all the way from Missouri, very, very good friends of mine, been in the colony for almost 20 years, Dick and Nancy Arnoldy, thank you. And last but not least, my nephew, Stephen Jeffers. He's part of our sales team. Bronson has tooled him and mentored him along with Bob Marsh. And Stephen is a new Broadcasters Club member. So thank you very much, Stephen.
Can I add a thank you to the Gaddis and Strasser family? This new space that we're sitting in, our expanded studio, brought to you in part by the Gaddis and Strasser family. So thank you to them for donating and helping us continue our mission here and helping keep all of us safe. We can be here safely 6 feet apart thanks to this new space that they helped fund. Thank you.
And Paul, you got a few thank yous there as well. My goodness.
Yeah, first of all, you know, a shout out to the colony and Walton Bronson in our board meeting. They got some huge kudos. And I'm having a hard time keeping up with them as far as fundraising. I've got a book of thank yous here sitting in front of me. But they were recognized in our board meeting by our fire marshal, Mike Owens, as having taken very good wildfire danger mitigation steps. They have fire breaks. They've got good access. They've got good water supply. They have good construction techniques. So thanks a ton, Walt, setting the example, setting the tone. And Glenn Wright's acutely interested in that and helps a lot in that regard.
Well, it was interesting before I heard on the news this morning, we've already got a wildfire burning in southern Utah. So what? The season has started.
Yeah, southern Utah's water totals are below what ours are, so they're having a dry year. Yeah, ours aren't as 100% yet, but we're catching up. Let's keep snowing. Jennifer, I apologize for not pronouncing your last name. Is it Say Smith? I'm not sure. But thank you. Scott Buchanan, thank you to the fire district for all your work and for helping. And thank you, Scott, for calling in. Whitney Olch, thank you to Bronson and the guys with the colony for being great community collaborators. I second that.
Whitney, a member of our Board of Trustees. Thank you, Whitney.
Deb, I hope I'm pronouncing it right, Kupal. Even though we've been mostly housebound in this time of COVID, KPCW helps me stay connected. Love hearing the local news with Leslie Thatcher.
Thanks, Deb.
Annie Wallace, I'm a school teacher, and I love listening to KPCW on the way to work. We love school teachers. Thank you for being
here.
There and helping our kids. Peter and Heidi Gatch, Walt was telling me about them, famed part of the colony team. Thanks to KPCW staff and all the folks at the fire department, and thank you to Walt and Brett. Noah Singer, thank you for the daily avalanche report. Family is big fans of the Lost and Found. Yeah. Tuning in for Lost and Found. Walt and Jenny Brett, their Broadcaster Club Renewal Silver.
Thank you, guys. Yeah.
Simone Nixon, Team Nixon, thanks Walt and Bronson for supporting the community and KPCW. Let's keep up the good work. This is the community, you know, I say it every year, but and I hope I'm here for a few more years with Walt. Walt, how many more years you got in you?
As long as I'm kicking, I'll be here.
He's got 75 lots to sell.
But KPCW is a huge part of what the fire district does. As I've said in the past, I know if something big happens that I can get on the air immediately and talk to everybody that lives here. It's there's not another example that I can think of around the nation. Well, of a community this size with this kind of resource.
Right. And luckily for us, I mean, you answer your cell phone when we call. I mean, it's mm-hmm. like, yeah. And you're always willing just to say, sure, I'll get on the air. Because mm-hmm. that's what I think we do such a good job of, is that we get to the source, we get them on the air, we hear right from the mouth, you know, instead of, because so much, you know, rumor and speculation, especially with some of the rescue work we saw up there with the avalanche. So this year. So again, we appreciate you and your staff. You know, it's like they see KPCW come up on caller ID and they know to pick it up.
And Paul, it's very top of mind this time of year because it was almost a year ago, March 18th, I believe, you called in when people felt that earthquake.
Right.
And
yeah.
Leslie was here alone. The phones were ringing off the hook. And you called in, which was awesome. Do I have that right?
Yeah.
I don't think we reached out to Paul. He knew just to call in.
No, I called in within. Yeah, I felt the tremor and immediately. And that's what I'm talking about. Thank you for the reminder. That's what I'm talking about. I knew I could call in right away and start giving a little bit of advice to the community.
Right.
And what a resource that is. You know, we help you guys with your generator a little bit every year.
Thank you.
Again, we'll never have the resources that the colony has, but I will urge the colony to call in because KPCW is huge to what we do. I can't buy my own radio station. If I could, I might.
435-649-9004. That's the number to call. Please call in and make a donation. Help support local news and public radio here in Summit and Wasatch Counties.
Again, we're looking for 21 more calls here out of that 50-call goal. Boy, we have done an amazing job with raising money, so big thank you to you guys for reaching out to your homeowners. How many, I mean, you know, as you see some of the new folks come into town, I mean, is it still the same market, or is it just everybody from everywhere?
Well, you know, we've seen some transitions over the past year, and previously we had probably 35 full-time residents in the colony, and we did a survey in June, and we had over 100 families living in their homes full-time. And I believe with just some of the changes with the whole COVID and the pandemic impacts, that we will see more and more people, they've just figured out, hey, we can actually be this place where we prefer to be and still function in our business and all. So it's a changing community, and all of us in Park City have seen and realized that. So, you know, it's really important that we stay cognizant of that and try to figure out how to adapt, because it's a changing town we have.
Yeah. And then, I mean, in terms of where they're coming from, Calder, is again, we've just got, I mean, I heard Missouri, I know Chicago, so.
Really all over the country. We have big feeder markets. California, obviously, is one of our biggest feeder markets. But Chicago, New York, big metropolitan areas, obviously a big feed. And then Texas has been a huge market for us as well. And the Texas people are here in the summer more than they are in the winter. And that's a big dynamic shift that we've seen in the colony as well, with a number of people that are here and spending a great amount of time in the summer. We have the best of all worlds, summer, winter, and so we're lucky to have people from all over.
Bronson, I've got a question about what I think is the most asked about property in the colony. People call it the castle. They see it when they ski by. Is it for sale?
The castle was for sale.
And oh, it sold.
Yes, and the home, it does look like a castle in the mountains, and it sold recently, so new owners in there, and I know that he had two daughters that were thrilled to have a castle in the mountains.
So sorry for all those potential buyers out there who thought maybe they'd get a castle in the colony. It's gone, huh?
You missed your chance. No more castles right now.
How many properties do you have for sale up there right now?
Right now, we actually only have 5 homes that are currently listed for sale. And so our inventory is down, similar to everywhere else in Park City. So it's a little bit slim pickings at the moment, but we have some new inventory that will be coming down the pipe that will be exciting for folks to hear about. And we're thrilled. Great success over the last year.
Please call 435-649-9004. It looks like we have more thank yous, Walt.
We do. Bronson's partner, Kurt, his lovely wife, Heidi, called in. And Heidi, we just so much appreciate everything that you and your husband do here in the community. So thanks for calling. Don and Martha Craig, another family that just you asked, they show up. So Don and Martha, thank you so much for being such a special part of our community and the colony. And another name everybody will recognize, Bob Marsh.
Thanks, Bob.
Bob, can't say enough about what you've meant to the community and the colony specifically. And you and Margaret are very special in all of our hearts, and thank you for calling in.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, Bob Marsh, he's right up there with Dar in terms of Park City Ski Team way back when.
Yes,
yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Yep. That's why I'm sitting in this seat at this moment. So, Bob, thank you for everything. You've been such an incredible mentor and friend for so many years.
Hey, we still have one of these each. It's a ride, a fire truck to school or work. So the fire department with a fire engine and crew comes by, picks you up, and takes you to work, the country club, school. It's a $250 pledge. Can you tell me about the fire truck?
The fire truck, about how much water it carries, 500 gallons, about how much it squirts, up to 1,200 gallons per minute.
Wow.
What else would you like to know?
Yeah, so is it you?
Some
use
of them are four-wheel drive and can go just about anywhere. We're fortunate to, and I'll throw out a shout-out to, here's one name, and I apologize for butchering any names that I've butchered this morning, but this is one name I won't butcher, because I know these folks very, very well. Roger and Beth Armstrong, who doesn't know them in our community? They're beloved in our community. Roger's a county council person, and People's Health Clinic is directed by Beth Armstrong. Thank you so much. They thank me, but honestly, again, a shout-out to the county council that makes our jobs doable. And then Mike and Regina Gade, they thank the colony. They called in for that, and they thank PCFD as well. But yeah, the fire engines, we're lucky to have. We have to have a, and that's my job. I've got a fire marshal that deals with the mitigation of fire dangers and such. My job is to make sure that we have a fire suppression team that's ready to roll, and we've got one that is second to none. I'd put them up against anybody. We went out for a the officer development class program that Pete Emery, our training chief's running. They're going out every day for 6 mile runs after they're instructed. And I just looked at them and I said, how many, if you took an average team around the nation, could run at the 6 miles at pace at 6,000 feet elevation that you just ran? So we're really, really fortunate. And again, I give shout out to everybody that makes our jobs possible as leaders in these organizations.
Yeah, I think about when I moved to town, there was one fire station on Park Avenue. I think it was mostly volunteer at that point.
Mm-hmm.
How many stations do we have now?
We have 8. 7 of them are staffed, and we have up to 27 firefighters on duty every day.
Wow.
So, yeah, we have people that come in our community. Other fire chiefs stop by and visit all the time, and they're pleased to hear that we're so well supported.
Yeah. How's it been, though, the last year for you and your staff in terms of having to respond to people given the whole pandemic situation?
I'm so proud of our men and women. I'm very, very proud. It was a very strange time, and they were kind of on lockdown. You know, no, all the station tours and everything are still at a halt. And we just came out with really clear directives to not be part of the problem but be part of the solution. And they wore masks. They've all been almost all of them have been vaccinated right now. So those crews that have been fully vaccinated wear masks out in public, but they can take their mask off around the station. So things are getting back to better. But again, I'm very, very proud of them. Our call volume really didn't go down that much, Leslie. It went down to maybe 70% at the lowest, and it's almost back to normal now.
Huh. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Did you get called out, though, to people suffering from
we did.
The virus?
We did. Dozens of those calls. We're still running at almost 6,000 calls a year between fire and EMS, emergency medical services.
With more people stuck at home, I wondered if you did get more of those 911 calls, because sometimes people don't understand when you should call 911 and when you shouldn't.
Yeah, and that, if there's a question at all, call us. We did, yeah, we did go on people that were just having a rough time dealing with all this stuff. And if you've met some of our firefighters, you'll know they're some of the most compassionate people in the world. Mm-hmm. So some people just need to see a face that cares.
So mental health.
Correct.
Calls.
That's it. Yeah, mental health's a thing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. 435-649-9004. Again, we've got a $250 pledge, a ride to a fire truck to school or work. How many people can you carry?
Well, we can give a couple of rides, so we could drop people off, but as many as the seat belts will hold, so two or three in a run.
Okay. And then we also have for a $350 pledge, this is where the fire truck and the crew come with the fire truck to your birthday party. And, again, let the kids enjoy the fire truck for, I don't know, half hour or so?
More than that even.
Call.
Yeah, depending on the next call, we might drop you off and head out to another run. But we have resources. But what a way to celebrate post-COVID, right?
Yeah. And we have a fire sale of sorts going on with some of our premiums. So last night we slashed some prices. For a $300 pledge, you get a $300 gift certificate to Barclay Butera. So if you're going to use their services, it's a nice design, great home furnishings, Barclay Butera. $300 pledge gets you a $300 gift certificate there, dollar for dollar. San Francisco Design, another great furniture store in town, for a $500 pledge, you get a $500 gift certificate to San Francisco Design, dollar for dollar. Then we put on sale the Park Meadows Country Club foursome of golf. We have only one of these left, so one of these has sold. We did say it was a $750 pledge. We've reduced that to a $600 pledge for a foursome of golf at Park Meadows Country Club. That's a $1,000 value. That is a great, great deal. Call 435-649-9004. I see some people doing some texting right now. Maybe they're encouraging someone to call in and get that foursome of golf.
Again, looking for 16 more phone calls here before we wrap things up. In about another 8 minutes, I'm going to take a quick underwriter break, but we'll be back. 435-649-9004, and thanks.
Support for KPCW comes from listeners and Snow Basin Resort, with 3,000 skiable acres and 104 runs located 1 hour north of Park City. Epic Pass holders can access Snow Basin Resort without reservations. More information about all services, terrain, and snow conditions are available at snowbasin.com.
This is Mike Kirby with Big D Construction. Utah is our home, but we build commercial structures from coast to coast. We also build homes through our Big D Signature Group. More information about Big D's commitment to our customers and employees can be found at big-d.com.
Morning Edition and the Local News Hour with Leslie Thatcher is made possible in part by the Red Ledges community.
KPCW News Time now. It's 8:53 again, looking for the last 7 minutes here of the Colony and Park City Fire District Hour. We have received, how many calls? 34. We're looking for 16, but let's get to some of the thank yous here. Bronson?
Sure. First one, this is a name that everybody knows, Lynn Ware Peak. Lynn, thank you for
Lynn.
Calling in support. She says, thanks, Paul, for keeping us safe in the coming fire season, and Bronson and Walt for helping bring us the money. So, Lynn, thank you very much. Another thank you to Irene Terry and Bob Romer, and they write, thank you for the local news. And
love the news fans. Thank you.
Love the news fans. And Blake Peterson, Blake, you're amazing. Blake does all of the marketing for us up at the Colony. She is an invaluable resource and just a wonderful person to spend our days with. She writes, it's been an honor working with the coolest neighborhood in the world, and we totally agree, Blake. She says, I've been amazed by the endless amount of hard work that went into this record-breaking year by the Colony sales team. I'm so proud of my workmates. And a massive thank you to KPCW for all that you do in rallying our amazing community. Donate, 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 she says. So, way to go, Blake. And on that note, guys, we have 16 calls in just a few minutes. Let's get on the phone. 435-649-9004. Make that call.
More thank yous that we need to get to here?
Yep. We're all caught up.
Okay, all caught up. Would love to hear from you. Let's run through again some of the premiums that we have. Ooh, that one just walked away. One of the fire truck rides. Okay.
It was the birthday party went away. We have one fire truck ride left.
Yeah. Again, for anyone making a donation of $1,000 or more, we're going to add you to the list of our members of the Broadcasters Club. It's a great way to support this community radio station. You can think about, you know, spread it out over the year at $84 a month, or just make that one-time payment. We'd love to have you on board. We're hoping that we can get back to some of the great events that the Broadcasters Club members have enjoyed in past years, pre-COVID. I mean, that's right. Is that the BC now is now, it's not as we used to know it 20 years ago. It's now before COVID. Anyway, we also have for a $500 donation, we've got a fabulous dining and activity package scaled back just a little bit at that $250 price as well. For those of you just wanting to feel like you're contributing and supporting this radio station, we've got contributions at that $25 level. We've got a pair of some KPCW COVID masks with our friendly logo there. We have a baseball hat and a bumper sticker. We have a short sleeve t-shirt and a bumper sticker. That's for that $25 level. But important thing is that you make the call, again, the final day, the final hour here to support the local news hour, in fact, in the next 4 minutes. So we'd love to hear from you again at 435-649-9004.
And another great premium we have is the antique shot ski, a four-person antique shot ski. We've got an example sitting here in the corner, guys. I think it would look good in a house in the Colony, quite frankly.
Yeah.
For a $300 pledge, you can get a four-person shot ski. It's made from an antique maple ski. It's about 100 years old, refinished, a nice deep wood color. That's a $300 pledge, 435-649-9004. I want to talk up the KPCW swag. For a $35 donation, you can get a really cool KPCW trucker hat. People like looking like a local, listening like a local. Show your KPCW pride. Wear that KPCW trucker hat for $35. And I think we've got more thank yous that just walked in the door.
Walt has a big thank you for Melissa Smith. Thank you for calling in. And we feel very fortunate to have people like you calling and supporting our hour. Thank you.
And I'd say thanks to everybody that's called in. And if anybody's out there that is about ready to call in, call in. KPCW needs you. The community needs you. Alan, I'm sorry if I'm butchering the name again. Raghard? Anybody know? But thank you. He says thanks to the fire department for all the hard work. Thank you, Alan.
Another one of our homeowners, Amas and Anat Madonis. They
always
step
thank
up.
You. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you again. to the both of you.
And I've yet to see them this year and come up for coffee, so got to put that on the to-do list. 435-649-9004. Again, it's about supporting news and information, local news. Again, we've been doing that from day one since we signed on the air July 2nd of 1980. We have been provided the lost and founds. Of course, it was all about local news and music in the days, and lost and founds. We've been doing that since day one. If we have lost or reconnected you with your item, if you've lost something and we have helped you find it, that would be a terrific time to call in and show your support for that. We've got a long list of them right now. For those of you calling in with the 655-8255 number, I know you got it on speed dial, but I can't pick up the phone. So if we can have you hang up and give us a call at the 649-9004 number, we'd love to take your pledge. And there you go, 435-649-9004. So thank you for making the effort to call in and show your support. But boy, it's hard to believe 4 days have gone by just like that. We have raised a bunch of money during the local news hours. So for all of you who have called in between the 8 and 9 o'clock hour, I sure appreciate that, because it's something that I take just near and dear. It's something I've always been so passionate about, covering the local news here. Again, you can get your news anywhere, but for those of you who think that it's important that you are connected to your community through the local news reports of the Wasatch Back, thanks for supporting it, because we couldn't do it without you.
We have a couple more thank yous.
So a big shout out to Cameron Chin. Cameron, thank you.
Thanks, Cam.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Another former Devo.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yep. And Cameron says thank you for everything at the fire department and the colony. And then also a quick thank you to Eric Jellum. Eric, thank you for calling in and pledging your support. Much appreciated.
How much time do we have left?
A minute 30.
Please call 435-649-9004. We've got Promontory Foundation coming in next. Do we dare call it the Battle of the HOAs? Shall we give our final total for this hour? Are you guys ready to make some noise and celebrate a little bit?
I have three of these specials that I'm really looking at, so I'm going to step up. We need one of these antique skis at our house.
Yeah, you do.
Yoo-hoo, what?
San Francisco Design, thank you so much. I know my wife is making some donations there in my name. And then Ben Anderson's going to be up, I think, on the 11 o'clock hour.
He is.
I want to call in for him. And I've got some special little kids that would love to do a fire truck. So if you got room, Paul, we'll grab one of those.
We'd love to.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Walt.
And thank you for the pleasure of being with you for this 1 hour, Paul. We enjoy spending the time with you, and you guys do an amazing job. Thank you.
Always good to see you.
Yeah.
You too over there, Bronson.
Yep. Paul, thank you for everything.
Certainly want to thank the colony, because you guys have been just huge supporters of KPCW since before you were, like, even platted. Yeah. I mean, it was like as it started to come into the being, it was like you've always stepped up. So great support of this radio station and the community in general. So thank you. Always good to see you.
It's a win-win.
Yeah. You've been listening to the Local News Hour here on KPCW. Again, a big thank you to everyone.
$18,000 and 40 donations, you guys. Thank you, Colony. Thank you, Fire District.